It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright.
And we had a little bit of rain, great for our gardens. Nice weather also for the big golf open happening in the South Sound. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass, who will tell us soon about the weather secrets of Chambers Bay. First, Cliff, what is the weekend forecast looking like, and what's it going to do for the rest of us around here as well?
Well, it's going to improve. Today, we have a weak front that's moving through, and that brought clouds coming in last night and some rain overnight, and there's still a few sprinkles around. The big focus of rain today is going to be the Puget Sound Convergence Zone, somewhere between Seattle and Everett. A band of fairly moderate to heavy precipitation could set up, and some of those showers will extend to the Cascades. So showers if you're Seattle northward. Fortunately, not many showers at all down in Chambers Bay. As this system moves through, a cool marine air is going to come in behind, and this weekend is going to be quite temperate. Saturday, we'll have clouds in the morning. They'll burn off, and temperatures will get up into the mid-70s. Very little chance of rain on Saturday. And Sunday will be pretty much the same thing. Maybe a little bit of morning clouds, considerable sun, temperatures getting up into the mid-70s. So, we just got to get through this one system, and things are going to open up and be quite nice. Now, we could actually use the rain, and this front, this convergence zone, is only going to bring a few tenths of an inch at most in the heaviest areas. So it's not enough to make a real difference.
Right. So some wildfire risk for us in eastern Washington, and of course, lots going on in California. How's the rain affecting our situation?
Well, the wildfire risk is now getting much more serious. The key thing is not precipitation, it's temperature. We've been way above normal and both sides of the Cascades. And the trouble is warm temperatures cause water to evaporate off the surface. So the ground, particularly eastern Washington down to eastern Oregon, has been drying out substantially. There was a lot of rain in May, but that's past now. And so the warm temperatures are desiccating the soils. They're desiccating what we call the fuels, the grasses and the wood and whatever's left around on the ground. And so the fire potential now is increasing substantially. So people are going to have to be very careful with fires. And then there's the one thing we can't control, and that's lightning. We haven't had much lightning the last week, and that's been a good thing. So we haven't had a lot of lightning fires started. But the model suggests that next week there will be an increase in lightning. So with the dry conditions and the lightning, there is definitely the potential for the start of some wildfires.
All right, we'll hear more about that next week, but let's get to that Chambers Bay weather secrets topic that we promised. What is it about this place that makes it so ideal for a golf tournament or a championship?
Well, they picked a really good place at a good time of the year. This is not like the Midwest where thunderstorms are rolling around all the time. We don't get many thunderstorms or any kind of heavy precipitation. By the time you get into mid-June, it's pretty dry around here. It's one of the driest areas of the country. So that's not going to affect play. Temperatures are moderate, which is good for everybody. People don't like to sit out there watching see where temperatures are 90 degrees and it's hot. So moderate temperatures for that. Winds, it's a good place. This time of the year, the South Sound tends to be less windy than Seattle or northward. Here in Seattle, we tend to get something called the sound breeze coming in during the afternoon. It can be pretty strong. The sound breeze is much weaker down there in the South Sound. It's not as strong when it gets down there. So the winds tend to be moderate. And then finally, what's happening today? We get convergence zones during June, sometimes into early July, and these are when the winds go around the Olympics and they converge over central Puget Sound. During those situations, there's heavy precipitation or moderate precipitation in the central Sound, but it tends to be drier down there in the southern Sound around Chambers Bay because the air is sinking on the Olympics. They're in the rain shadow of the Olympic Mountains.
And you've gotten some calls about the weather down there. Is that something that typically happens, meteorologists being consulted about where to hold these golf championships?
I haven't gotten many calls about, where to place this, where to have the U.S. Open. But I've gotten a number of calls from media folks who are reporting on Chambers Bay and the U.S. Open, and they're just startled about the weather around here. You know, they expect Seattle and our area to be raining all the time. They have this web-footed view of our region, and they're not seeing that. And so they're a little bit surprised by that.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.